The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
I want to know, Rolly, are you a Life of Brian person or not, a Monty Python person or not?
I am so a Monty Python person. I would do my Brian impression, but
you do the mother better.
Okay, that's the end of the friendship. Kathy, over to you.
All right.
Okay, I have to.
Brian!
You know I have to do it. I'll just inform you, he's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
You see? Come on. It is funny. It's even funnier when Rolene does it.
I've checked out. This is all yours, yeah?
Okay, Rolene, let's talk about some real news, please, in all seriousness. The Israeli Air Force struck Gaza last night. What happened? Why?
Well, the IDF did strike targets in Gaza, and this was in response to more incendiary balloons being flown over the border into southern Israel. And two of these balloon bombs actually exploded. Goodness, we don't have any casualties or any kind of serious damage to properties. But in response, the IAF struck targets. And this comes after the Egyptians cautioned Hamas to really gain control of elements within the Gaza Strip, throwing these over the border. This also comes as an Egyptian delegation is in the Strip to try and broker a fresh deal, because there has been a significant uptick in violence over the last couple of weeks. Now, somebody actually messaged me yesterday saying that Fox News says that Israel and Gaza, there is imminent war. You know, we can expect this kind at a time like this, as we are in an election cycle, and as it has been made clear to Hamas that the priorities of the Arab world are firmly focused on dealing with Iran and the threat posed there, as opposed to the situation with the Palestinians. And the IDF themselves warning a couple of weeks ago that we could see a possible flare-up in violence, but we are prepared for all eventualities.
All right, well, let's see what happens. I mean, I just looked at the timing, because were there bombings, or was Israel striking Gaza in the last batch of balloons? Really, there's a terrible delay.
Well, they have been warned that if there are, I blame the Skype and the Monty Python.
Okay.
The IDF did deal with those sending balloons. The IDF did deal with those sending balloons by using drone technology and also snipers. But the situation is very, very serious, because these balloons with these explosive devices have devastated thousands of acres of agricultural land and nature reserves. And
all right, Rolene, I'll tell you what. If you
the IDF has threatened back, and Egypt also cautioning the Palestinians, saying no more.
All right. This is a terrible line. We keep losing you. So I'm going to ask Mandy to try and call you back on your telephone line.